Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, you listen to the podcast to what you missed. John Cobell Show. On demand, Moist Line, call in your complaints. Oh, wow, we're just 2 days away. 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. That's 877-664-7886. It just seems all our lives we've been fighting State Senator Scott Wiener from San Francisco. He has the most intrusive, destructive set of issues, and it's about controlling our lives. I mean, truly communist in terms of a crushing government that dictates to the nth degree how we live our lives, especially when it comes to driving a car. He has some hatred and obsession with people driving cars, and there's now a long series of bills to inflict restraints on us. And we're going to start with Jay Bieber. And let's get him on the air because he's been an advocate for drivers and open roads for a long time. He's the executive director of the National Motorists Association, executive director of policy. Jay, welcome again. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on again.
All right. So I know we there's a lot of things. We're not going to get to all of it, but let's start with the speed limiter bill from Wiener, because it's going to be heard in the Senate Transportation Committee on April 9th. So let's start with that one. What is a speed limiter, and what's this legislation going to do to our lives?
So the speed limiter is technology which will restrict the speed that your vehicle can go. What the bill says is that they want to restrict it to no more than 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. And understand the speed limits in California, because of other bills, have been arbitrarily lowered. So we're talking about restricting you going maybe even lower than the speed that the road is built for. And it would cause a whole bunch of problems, obviously, in terms of all sorts of things. The technology is not perfect. So I'll just give you one quick example. We can talk about all of them, but the first quick example I can think of, you're on the highway. All of a sudden, your GPS thinks you're on the road next to the highway, which is a much lower speed. The speed limiter then jams on your brakes in the middle of the highway. Like, I mean, this is dangerous, crazy stuff.
Sure. And I, because this would be, this probably would be a GPS system, right?
Right. It would have to be, and okay. It would have to track you, whether it would keep that tracking, but it has to know where you are.
I'll give you an example to back up your point. If I'm driving north or south on the 405, frequently my GPS thinks I'm on Sepulveda Boulevard, which is adjacent.
Exactly.
And little icon jumps over to Sepulveda Boulevard, or vice versa. I'm on Sepulveda. It thinks I'm on the 405. So with this speed limiter, it would limit my speed as if I was on a two-lane road rather than on a eight-lane highway.
That is correct. Wow. And obviously there's other dangerous things. One of the things which I know you've talked about on the show many, many times was the tragedy that occurred in Paradise, California, where the entire town burned down in a wildfire, and they had done a done a road diet on that roadway, and people couldn't get out. And you think about, if you're trying to flee a dangerous situation, and you have to, you know, you have to speed up, you have to get out of there, and if there's a wildfire coming, you're not going to go, you know, the speed limit. So, you know, we're gonna kill people with this technology. This is just crazy stuff. And the idea is that we want to slow you down so you get on a bicycle or take the bus. That's what the goal is. It's not about safety. It's not about saving lives, because people going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit on most roads can accommodate that. But this guy is a fanatic when it comes to what he thinks is going to help the environment.
All right. Yeah. It's all about the climate with him. That's his primary goal here.
Right.
To make driving irritating that we all get on bikes.
Scott Wiener thinks everybody should live how he wants to live his life, and he knows better how you should live your life than you do. That's what's going on here. All of the bills that we'll talk about today, and are the ones that we don't get to, are all about people thinking they know better how to live your life and what's better for you, and you all better get in line.
There was a case, maybe I mentioned this to you before, where my wife had inadvertently upset a driver. We were driving up Benedict Canyon Road at night, and they started chasing us. And they chased us right into, a series of side roads. And she had to speed in order to get away from this guy. She also once got chased by someone I think was going to rob her in Sherman Oaks. I mean, considering what's going on in the world today, with all the carjackings that we see on television almost every day, how could we not have the ability to drive as fast as we need to get out of danger?
Because Scott Wiener doesn't think you need to. That's the answer. That is the answer. And anybody who supports this bill thinks, you know, what matters more is that you get in line. I will tell you the exact same thing just happened to me. You told the story the last time we were on the air, and in between that time, the exact same thing happened to me. Somebody got mad at me for something that I inadvertently did, and they were driving like a maniac, and I had to speed up and make a turn to get away from this person. I didn't know if they had a gun. I had no idea what was going on. My wife was in the car. My dog was in the car. I was very scared, because you don't know what these people are going to do, because everybody out there is crazy now. And if I didn't have the ability to go, I mean, I wasn't going 100 miles an hour, but I needed to, you know, speed up and make the turn so this guy couldn't follow me. And think about people who are fleeing a domestic violence situation, and they have to get away. Somebody has a gun. You have to get away from them. There are times when you have to, regardless of what the law is, and oftentimes the law is not correct in terms of what the reasonable speed is on that roadway, but even if it is, there are times when you have to have this ability. And so this is, again, more about an ideology than a reasonable, rational plan for safety or for anything else. It's just, we're going to do this because we can.
Does Scott Wiener have a lot of allies in Sacramento for this? Other Democrats willing to put a speed limiter on our cars?
You know, I don't know how many people are really on board with this, but there are people who I've talked to on staff who have said, well, you know, maybe some version of this is a good idea. We don't want people going 100 miles an hour. You know, so one of the things that Scott Wiener does, he puts out this crazy nonsense, and then when there's pushback, he scales it back. and to try to get something. And then the next year he comes along and tries to make it worse and makes it worse and makes it worse. So you can't trust that even if he were to scale this back to something that even remotely resembled something reasonable, like, hey, it's just a warning in your car, eventually they will come back and they will try to then turn it into what he wanted to do in the first place, which is why we have to stop this and why we have set up all of this action for people to take, and we have to make sure that this stops. So we can talk about that whenever you're ready for that.
Can you stay on for another segment?
Absolutely.
Before we do the other segment, can you just quickly tell people, in case they have to leave during the commercial break, what you'd like them to do for this bill specifically, and then we'll get to other bills, and we can get into even more detail. But how can they help join this crusade to stop Scott Wiener and all his intrusiveness?
If you're listening to this and I know there's a lot of people that are listening, we have set up on our action page, there's a California action page for the National Motorists Association. The website is motorists.org/CA for California, or just go to motorists.org and there's an action button at the top. That will take you to a California action page. You'll see all the six bills that we're working on here. And the first one is Stop California, Senate Bill 961. And there's a take action button that will take you to a webpage that will let you easily send an email to Scott Wiener and everybody else on the Transportation Committee. And then it will automatically redirect you to a page that gives you Scott Wiener's telephone number, and you need to call his office and you need to tell them that he needs to stop this bill. And we did this with, remember Bob Wachowski with the Devil's Bill, AB 666 years ago. We basically made it so there were so many people that were upset about this calling that they couldn't get any work done. They called begging to make it stop. And he pulled that bill. And ever since then, Bob Wachowski, when he was in the legislature, actually voted on our side with almost every bill.
Okay.
So we have to teach people a lesson that you can't do this stuff. It's not to be mean, or it's not to be angry, or it's not to be rude or anything like that. Be polite, but you have to let them know that you're upset about this and that you've got to take action. And I know people think, well, only one person. We got 4,000 people to call Bob Wachowski and send emails.
Okay. We got to take a break.
That kind of a response.
Let me take a break. And we come back, we'll talk about the next bill, okay? We are talking with Jay Bieber from the National Motorists Association about all these horrible, intrusive bills coming out of Sacramento regarding your driving.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're talking with Jay Bieber from the National Motorists Association. He's the executive director of policy. He's been with us many times over the years, warning us about really stupid, intrusive bills coming out of Sacramento. We just went through the speed limiter bill, which he says we need to mobilize against, and we certainly do, because that's about about automatically slowing our cars down so we can't go more than 10 miles an hour over the limit. It's hard to believe. And that bill's going to be heard in the Senate Transportation Committee on April the 9th. Another one is the Speed Camera Pilot Program expansion. Talk about this. This is from, it started with Laura Friedman, had a bill for a pilot program in six cities. Explain the whole thing, Jay.
Thanks. So the Speed Camera Bill passed last year, unfortunately. It gives six cities the ability to run this pilot program. And there was a bunch of negotiations as to how many cities could be involved and how many cameras each city could have. And now they're coming back before the program even starts and start trying to add more cities to it, because you can never trust the politicians to do what they say they're going to do. And, you know, I'm really surprised. This is a bill run by Ben Allen. He's usually a pretty good guy on this stuff. But Laura Friedman is a co-author, so it just goes to show you can't trust these people. Laura Friedman, by the way, is running for Congress. She's running against a Republican, so unfortunately she may get elected. It looks like the Republican and her made the runoff. But, you know, you cannot trust these people. This is why we have to stop these bills, because it's never just what they say it is, or if you negotiate something less, it's never just that.
They're really good at incrementalism.
Oh, yeah, because they have forever. And it's almost like terrorism. You know, we have to stop them every time. They just have to get it through once. And you know, it's tyranny for the roadways. And that's why all of this is so important, and it's so important for people to take action, because you mentioned this, you know, in the previous hour, whereas, you know, people have to wake up and start taking action. We've made it so simple for you to do. And by the way, I forgot to mention previously that you also have a link on your website on the John Covelt Show page to the SB 961 speed governor bill action page. So there's a link in there if people want to get there from there. So, but there's another bill for speed cameras on highways in work zones. There's a bill for expanding school zone speed limit routes to more hours when kids aren't even going to and from school, and making them all 15 miles an hour, even on 55 mile an hour roads. There's a bill that would prevent them from building any more dedicated right turn lanes in California. Believe that, this is craziness.
When did right turn lanes become such an evil? Right turn lanes were a great idea, I remember, years ago, and it freed up traffic. It made traffic flow better. Now right turn lanes are some kind of have been demonized.
You just said in that same sentence exactly why. Because it frees up traffic and it reduces congestion and it makes it easier to drive.
Right,
that's why. If you ask the question and you answered it.
You know what I got to get used to? And I should be used to this by now. Not taking these literally and always realizing it's just about suppressing our freedom, about taking away our rights to drive freely. None of this stuff makes sense. So for me to sit here and go, why would they do that? That doesn't work. That's the whole point. The whole point is to restrict traffic flow. Of course, they want to make the experience worse.
Exactly.
Can I ask you about one more?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
One more. We just got a minute here. One of these, and it's also going to be heard on April 9th in the Senate Transportation Committee, the Complete Streets Bill. This looks like a statewide road diet plan, really? Anything that Caltrans oversees? Talk about that.
Yeah, so again, our friend Senator Scott Wiener, who thinks he knows how everybody should live their life and how every roadway should be built, because he thinks he's a traffic engineer, he has decided that Caltrans has to make every single roadway into a complete street, which is code word for road diet. It means they have to put in bicycle lanes, even if there's nobody there bicycling. It would never, ever be. They have to put in transit lanes, even though they may not have transit. And again, we talked about Paradise, California in the last segment, and what this would do is it would force road diets in places where it's dangerous to do this. It would reduce response times. It would make the roadways more dangerous. It would put bicyclists and pedestrians in the roadway in places on high-speed roadways. And this bill also has to be stopped. And again, just to think about it, it's just about slowing you down, making it harder for you to drive your car. And if we do not win this, it is going to be horrendous, already bad driving in California. It's going to be 1,000 times worse. We have to win this. We have to stop these things.
Okay, people should go to the National Motorists Association website. That website, again, is motorists.org. And then you can go to the John Covelt Show page at KFIAM640.com. Look on all our social media feeds. We have links to this. You'll see the bills. You'll see which ones are up for debate as soon as April 9th. And you call Scott Wiener and everybody else involved here and let them know that this can't go on. These bills have got to stop. I got to go, Scott. I'm behind time, all right? I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt show on demand on the iHeart app. There is no other legislator. I'm going to make a sweeping statement here. I can't think of another legislator that makes me more angry than Scott Wiener, because Scott Wiener has a sick obsession about taking away our driving rights. And he's impervious to any logic, because every religious fanatic is impervious to logic. He's sociopathic. He's not sensitive to other people's needs, to the way we live our life. He doesn't care about the way we live our life. He thinks it's illegitimate and wrong. This climate fanaticism, and we've had so much on that today. You have these climate cafes where people come to weep and sob. They're fearful of the climate. You've got Joe Biden forcing electric vehicles on 70% of the public within the next 8 years. It is absolute fanaticism. There's a lot of money in it. And Wiener has got some kind of control freak apparatus in his brain. But you go to motorists, let me get this right, motorists.org. /CA, and you'll see all the bills that he is sponsoring for California and bills from others as well. It's really terrible. I mean, can you imagine a speed limiter on your car so you can never drive more than 10 miles over the speed limit because Scott Wiener says so? You can't make right lanes anymore. Statewide road diets they're going to replace with bike lanes that no one ever uses, and it's all to force you out of their car because Scott Wiener says so. He's this weird sicko dictator, which is fine. Go run and become the dictator of some island country out in the Pacific. But instead, he's got this puny little position as a state senator in California, and he's authoring all these intrusive bills, and all the rest of the bastards in Sacramento are following his lead on it because it's about taking away people's freedoms and people's rights. It's just terrible. Look, we're giving you the warnings. We told you Measure HLA was a very bad idea, but it passed because people are not paying attention and they're easily fooled by a warm and friendly title and summary on a ballot proposition. All right, here's more absurdity. So Los Angeles is out of money. They have a big deficit, and Mayor Karen Bass, with her usual fakery, has a plan to eliminate 2,000 city jobs, except they're all these positions are vacant. Now, I've got a question. How are they going to save money by eliminating 2,000 vacant jobs? If they're vacant, we're not paying them anything. So it's not costing us any money. So how does this... I mean, the headline in the El Segundo Times is Los Angeles looking to cut 2,000 vacant city jobs amid budget woes. Gloomy budget news. To balance the budget, they're going to remove these positions from the books. Yeah, but the money was never spent. Do they spend the money anyway, even though there's the 2,000 people have never been hired? What is this? What kind of scam is this? How do you balance the budget by eliminating 2,000 jobs you're not paying for? Where did the money go? This doesn't add up. They're also going to hike city fees. They're going to delay public works projects. They just gave out raises to lots of groups. Bass did the same stupid thing that Antonio Villaraigosa did some years ago. Gave massive raises to a lot of noisy unions. And then is claiming that the city's broke and she's got to raise fees, which is like raising taxes. City could be left with a $475 million shortfall for the budget year ending June 30th, plus extra costs expected from raises negotiated with members of the Coalition of LA City Unions, 24,000 workers, 8,000 of them part-time. So Karen Bass gave raises to part-time city workers, and now she's a half a billion dollars short of balancing the budget. So they're going to soak people for more fees. And they have to figure out if they're going to spend any more money on that inside safe homeless failure. They got to decide whether to ask for another $250 million. Last I looked, they'd only relocated a few hundred people into either interim or permanent housing. I think it was 400 people into permanent housing. Is this what they're doing with $250 million? Because it says another $250 million. So they already spent $250 million to put 400 people into permanent housing. This math doesn't add up on any level. This is all a scam. They're all lying. And you know who they quote in these articles is they quote one of the craziest people on the council. This is the El Segundo Times. They always go to this nutty socialist, Eunice Hernandez. She thinks instead of cutting vacant positions, they ought to go after areas where the city has been overinvesting. That's not a term, such as police overtime, police staffing. So you want to cut the police? She wants to cut them because she hates the police. She's got this psychopathic, sick hatred of police, so she wants to stop paying the police so that we could pay more money for jobs that are vacant. I don't follow this either. She said, stop spending on police so we could repair sidewalks, trim trees, and fix broken lights. Why can't you do both? Why don't you spend on the police and fix the sidewalks and the trees and the broken lights? How much money do you blow on nonsense? She goes, my community is thinking about public safety. Are the lights working so we can walk on the sidewalk? Well, you don't enforce the law. And all the criminals stole all the copper wire for the lights. That's why the lights are out. Because you don't throw criminals in prison. Is it the sidewalk not broken for our elders aren't tripping and falling? Is there no light because trees haven't been trimmed in 17 years? 17 years, is that right? Wow, what a broken, busted city. And all they do is talk to the socialists. There used to be normal people in the city council. I remember when we moved here, there was normal people. and the city ran well. This is a disaster. But I don't know. Maybe somebody could explain to me. If the jobs are vacant, we're not paying any money. So how are we saving money? More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, I got a load of this story. This just broke about a half hour ago. El Segundo Times says that Shohei Ohtani has been ripped off for a lot of money by his interpreter. Four writers on the case. Representatives of Shohei Ohtani are accusing his interpreter of engaging in a massive theft of Ohtani's money and using it to place bets.
You're going to laugh when I tell you this, John, but the ESPN story is much more detailed than the El Segundo Times story.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, then I probably should go there. Silly me.
I bet you
the writers just read the ESPN story and rewrote it here.
Yeah, I just finished reading the ESPN story, and wow. I mean, the interpreter maintains that Shohei had no knowledge of the gambling stuff, and he wasn't, and Shohei had no bets placed or anything.
Oh my God, he stole $4.5 million.
Yeah. ESPN saw copies of two wire transfers of $500,000 each that have Shohei's name on it to this gambling company or offshore gambling ring.
Do you know how to say this guy's name?
Ipe
Mizuhara. He's been Ohtani's interpreter ever since he came here.
Since he was in Japan.
Yeah. I mean, he's the guy you always see Ohtani with.
He was in the dugout this morning for the game. And then after the game, he addressed the team saying a story was coming out. He's addicted to gambling and that it was all his fault. And Shohei had really nothing to do with it except saving him and paying the money.
So it's a bookmaking operation that the feds have been investigating. And it's $4.5 million that he transferred to cover Mizuhara's debt. And Mizuhara spoke with ESPN for a 90-minute interview.
But then backtracked that interview today.
Oh, is that right? What, he's pulling back all his statements?
Well, it was at the direction, I think, of some lawyers and stuff.
Wow. And who's this guy that he was paying the money to? A bookmaker in Orange County.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name? Bowyer?
Boyer, I'm guessing.
B-O-W-Y-E-R. Matthew Bowyer. All the wire transfer payments were sent from Ohtani's account to an associate of Bowyer.
And ESPN asked Mizuhara why Shohei didn't just give him the money and why Shohei paid the guy directly. And Mizuhara answered, Shohei didn't trust me with the money. He thought I was going to bet it all away.
So how did he convince Shohei to send that amount of money?
They have a very, very close relationship.
So Shohei just trusted him?
Well, or just wanted to get him out of the trouble. But he didn't trust him enough to give him the money directly. Shohei paid the guy directly.
Did Shohei know he was paying off a gambling debt?
I think he had to admit that, yeah. But he didn't know that the interpreter was gambling the entire time. And the ESPN story states that no bets were placed on baseball. It was all soccer and other sports.
Right. Mizuhara told ESPN he asked Ohtani last year to pay off his gambling debt, which was at least $4.5 million. Okay, so Ohtani knew he was paying off Mizuhara's gambling debt, but he didn't place any bets himself. That's crazy.
And the Dodgers just fired him.
Yeah, I bet. Bad omen for the season here.
Don't get me started, John.
Things that happen on opening day.
Well, and this all happened while Shohei was a member of the Angels, and of course now the Dodgers get the brunt of all the backlash.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
I blame Artie Moreno.
all right, more coming up on that. Conway's here.
That's a big story.
That's something else.
Yeah, that's wild.
Couldn't predict that.
All right, an LA man is suing 50 women over bad reviews on a viral Facebook group. 50 women gave him bad reviews.
Bad reviews on...
I got to listen to the show, John.
Oh, I see. Good one.
I don't think I've met 50 women in my life.
You would probably get mostly bad reviews, though.
I probably, yeah.
Can you imagine if your dating life was reviewed.
Oh,
like they
God.
Do now.
Yeah, I know.
What a stupid world. You go on a date and some crazy woman puts it online as a review.
You know what's a really horrible thing about the human species is that when you're young, you're 17, 18, 19, your testosterone is through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll walk behind a girl because she's wearing a skirt for like 9 miles, right? Hoping that she turns around and notices you, and she doesn't. But then when you're older in your 50s, you got some money. Toilet. Nothing.
When you have the money.
Right. When you have the money.
You don't have the desire anymore.
That's right. That's right.
And you had the desire, you had no money.
That's right. They give you one or the other. One or the other, man. That's no good. Also, the Mega Millions, nobody won the Mega Millions. So that's going up again. The Powerball is at $700 million. So it's a lot of action going on. And then we have a missing swimmer that was unfortunately found dead. And we'll have a warning about that. That was a big tragic story. Horrible, horrible story.
All right, Conway.
But that did not end the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers.
In Korea.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. A mess.
All right.
Big dog with you.
You know, you got to give me, it takes me about.
Ashley Johnson.
Yeah, it takes me like a month to get new names.
But Ashley, don't believe that. It took him 5 years to get Shannon's name. Sometimes I missed up too. Like when, you know, when we had another anchor here.
Yeah.
Forget his name. But but I would look in there. I would stare right at his eyes. And I would, like, once a week, I couldn't come up with his name.
It happens to me all the time.
And your anchor is the same name as your wife.
That's helped.
Yeah, a little bit.
I just have to say Deborah in any situation.
That's right. Okay.
Odds are I'm cool.
Ding dong.
All right, Ashley Johnson has the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds from Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.